Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Belinda Pilsner.
Oh, there we go. I'll just turn all the mics on. Can you hear yourself now, Holly?
I can, yeah.
We've got Holly, aka Tiny Ruins, here in the BFM studio. Welcome along.
Thank you.
Just give us some soft music in the background. I can't believe a year has gone by since you were last in here on the drive show.
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
It seems like the other day.
I know. I think you even had a similarly novelty cocktail last time I was here.
Probably lots of beers and that sort of malarkey. How did you find the Blue Velvet?
Well, like I said, the taste of Gatorade is you only have to
Powerade?
Taste it once.
Blue Powerade?
Sorry, blue Gatorade Powerade. You only have to taste that shit once, and then you remember it for life.
Mm. What is? I mean, the Blue Powerade is Mountain Blast flavor. What is Mountain Blast? It's obviously sticks with you.
Well, it's the color.
Mm.
It's referring to the color, which is for the listeners. It is like kryptonite, very pale, very bright turquoise.
Neon blue.
It looks toxic.
But taste?
It tastes pretty toxic.
Oh! Well, enough about the Mountain Blast / Blue Velvet cocktail. You're playing the Lee Sawmill this weekend with Lawrence Arabia.
Yes. Yep. This Sunday. Very excited about it. I just came straight from a practice with him in his lovely, kind of like 70s vibes. You can just imagine him in his studio is like a 1970s lounge room. It's got brown bricks, you know, the walls are brown bricks, and then there's brown sofas and velvet curtains.
How's his moustache looking?
Like, pretty good.
Pretty 70s as well?
Yeah, pretty solid. I didn't notice it, which means that he kind of blends in
with the furniture.
He's fully embraced and become, you know, it doesn't...
The moustache has taken over.
You don't think about it anymore.
Nice. Now, are you playing solo together? Or like, how does it work? Are you playing together? Are you one another's band? Are you playing songs together?
Yeah, both of those things. We're doing... James released a record of singles, the Singles Club, and he'll be playing a bunch of songs on his own on the piano, and I will also be playing songs on my own from a solo record that I released, which is like a solo version of our band album, Olympic Girls. So I'll be doing some solo stuff, and then we are playing together on a few of each of our songs, and possibly a cover or two.
Why did you go back and do like a solo version of Olympic Girls?
Well, it was in the process of mixing and mastering the band album. I kind of wanted to capture like the songs in a really stripped back, simple way to kind of contrast with what the band version of the album was sounding like. Well, I should say like the album was sounding like. And I got offered like a really good rate at Roundhead. So I just went in there for a day.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs, Studio A.
Oh, wow.
It was really nice. It was like taking myself to an expensive spa, you know. There was lots of beautiful microphones and tape machines and guitars and equipment that, you know. And it was lovely. And I just played the songs through, like I'm about to do now, and I didn't really have any plans for it. It was more just to capture them, because as a band, we, you know, you go through this big process to record the songs where you workshop them and you develop them together, and then they end up being this like really layered, full-on, like amazing kind of thing. But yeah, there's like a part of me that really likes really stripped-back music, and I think a lot of Tiny Ruins fans kind of liked that stuff, because quite a few of our early releases were a lot more like that, like kind of blues and folk, whereas this record is really like lush and layered and big sounding. So yeah,
Nice.
That's kind of the...
That's the story.
Yeah, and my bandmates were, like, very lovely. They kind of gave me their blessing for me to re-record the song solo. And then the idea was that it would just be released as a bonus thing, and which it has been. It's just digital, and I have some cassette tapes at shows.
Up on Bandcamp, of course, as
Bandcamp.
Well. That's where you get it. Have you been touring extensively as well? Have you hit foreign shores in the last 12 months since we've seen you last here at BFM?
I have. Yes, we did. We did two European tours this year, 2019, should I say? Mm. We did an Australian tour, and then.
Oh, you were playing with Steve Gunn.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
Oh, I loved it.
He's so cool.
Amazing.
I love him.
He's a beautiful guitar player.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the last three shows of, I think, 130 shows for this record that I've played. So
my jaw just dropped, everyone. You can't see that. You can't see that on the radio, but my mouth is ajar.
Yeah, it's been like a long, well, I guess it's been a year and a quarter that I've played, about 130 shows. And those last three, I was just kind of in a state of complete exhaustion, but also like really, really enjoying.
Cool
Steve's
little
music.
combo of, you know, you and him together.
It was really nice. Yeah, we travelled by car to Castle, Maine.
Mm.
Actually, it's kind of a little bit, a kind of like, now I'm thinking about it now, because the weather while we were there was really crazy as well. Like, Melbourne was 40 degrees and the sky was like orangey red while we were there. And I remember thinking, we talked about it like the entire time, like, and now it feels like it's like, you know, revealed itself as to
why,
what that was
all about.
Yeah. Which is sad.
It is. Now, would you like to play us a couple of songs? That would be fantastic. I'll turn this down. You're of course playing the Lease or More on Sunday. What time are you guys sort of gonna crack into it?
Well, because it's a Sunday, I think it's gonna be a nice early-ish sort of a gig. The Doors are at 6:30, and I think we'll start playing at around 7:30.
Cool.
Yeah.
And this is a little taster.
Oh, and I should maybe say it's a standing room only gig, but there are a few seats in the mezzanine, if you know. But just, yeah, I should give that as a disclaimer. Okay, well, this song is called Cold Enough to Climb. Sky was smoke of pain. Stony frown, taking nothing, sitting down, stopping by a field of cows, a spooky light, cold enough to climb inside your arms, in my mind. That's where I left myself. We stay till we don't feel a thing.
Awesome. Sounding okay to you on your end?
Yeah.
That's
I
good.
Think my guitar's slightly out of tune, but I'm not gonna.
This is it's live. It's live here at BFM.
It's a live feeling.
It is.
You can tune up if you feel you need a tune.
I think this is good. Would you like another song?
Yeah, another song would be fantastic. Tiny Ruins, of course, in the studio right now. Performing at the Lee Sawmill on Sunday with Lawrence Arabia. You can get your tickets. Is it from Banished Music?
That's the one.
There we go. There we go.
This is a song. It's kind of like a love story that's set in a laundromat, and then it ends in a casino. It's a little bit of a choose your own adventure. You can decide how it ends. It's called My Love Later.
My love later, let's put down everything.
Amazing, Holly. Very, very beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, what's next on, what have you got on the calendar for 2020? Busy year last year. What are you going to do this year?
This year is, we're playing a bunch of festivals. We're doing a Newtown Festival in Wellington and Nostalgia Festival and there's potentially another European tour, although I'm feeling very aware of my air miles now, and it's really hard to decide what to do about that. But the other thing is, I have a dog now.
I've got a dog. Do you, your parents in Auckland?
They are.
Do they like the dog?
They love the dog, but my mum's highly allergic. So they're out of the question.
Inside dog or outside dog?
He's an inside dog, mm-hmm. But you know, there's a way around that. You know, you have to kind of make the dog. You have to make your life fit the dog.
Yes.
And then the dog makes everything better. Is kind of what I'm figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've only had him for 3 weeks, so.
Oh, he's new.
He's really new.
Oh, he's really free. What sort of dog is it?
They don't really know, but it's like a mixed breed. He's from a shelter called Aaron Rescue. And he's like a lab / huntoy / staffy / greyhound / something else.
Good personality.
Great personality. I'm feeling very self-conscious talking about him because I feel like it's all I talk about now. But
unless there's people listening right now that have been talking to you about the dog, I mean, this is new to our listeners.
They're probably us. That's why I'm feeling
Damn it, Holly, stop talking about the goddamn dog.
You know, seriously.
No, that's the thing, though. Owning a dog ownership, you know, dog ownership is like having a child.
It's a big life goal. Mm, yeah.
It is.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe you can write some songs about the dog.
The next album's going to be basically just
about
dog.
The dog. All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, Holly, once again, people want to see you on the weekend, they can do Sunday.
Please do come along. It's going to be fun. It's going to be really nice.
You and Lawrence Arabia, going for it at Lee Sawmill. You know, playing some songs and playing one another's songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's wild. It's very wild.
It's very, very cool. All right.
Thanks for having me.
Tickets from Banished Music.
Cheers. Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Berliner Pilsner.